Accession number 14236, Reel 1.
Admiral Birindelli, Reel 1. Could you tell me about your first operation in the war, please? What you remember about it? Your own personal participation in it?
First operation of this type of naval craft was supposed to take place against Alexandria in Egypt at the end of August 1940. At that time, the organization of this type of attack was still rudimental in the sense that we had to get near to the enemy harbors undetected, and the best way to do it was to go with a submarine. But the human torpedoes, or Maiale, as I are commonly called, the Maiale was very fragile. It was not; it had not a hard structure. So the movements of the submarine were limited by the capability of the Maiale to survive to a high pressure. That's why I say that in the beginning, these operations were rather tricky. No submarine commander, even the most daring, was willing to risk his own boat and his crew going near an enemy base, having his capability of maneuver limited by the presence of the Maiales. So the first operation, the one against Alexandria, was supposed to have two components. The submarine would go from Italy to the Gulf of Bomba, which is west of Tobruk, and we, the operators with the Maiales, would meet him in the Gulf of Bomba by coming with a destroyer, a frigate, I would say. As a matter of fact, we got there the same evening, and in the beginning, we thought it would be advisable to transfer the Maiale from the frigate to the submarine the same night. Then something happened, which I don't remember, and we decided to do it early in the morning, which we started to do. At a certain moment, we transferred the Maiale on the submarine. Then we decided to go out for a dive in order to see how the trim of the submarine would work. While we were going out of the Gulf of Bomba and the submarine was making preparations for immersion, we saw that there were three planes coming against us. In the beginning, we didn't understand they were British, because not far from the Gulf of Bomba, there was an aviation camp, an Italian aviation camp, so it was quasi easy to suppose that were Italian planes going back to their bases. At a certain moment, when they turned, I saw that they are double-winged swordfish. No mistake about their being British and enemies. So the immediate reaction of the submarine commanding officer was to have all the machine guns made ready to answer the attack, and at the same time to have the boat ready to dive as quickly as possible. the two things could not be done very easily. And anyhow, the plane were rather quick to get near us, and the one in the center of the formation dropped its torpedo. We hoped that by making the impact null, if you understand what I mean, this is the torpedo, this is the submarine. In general, the impact had some angle. The commanding officer tried to have this impact because he thought, we thought, that by doing that, the warhead wouldn't explode.
By having a head-on direction.
Yes. Unfortunately, the I miss the right term. Anyhow, it was magnetic activated. So it was not a question of the angle of impact. When it got under the submarine, it exploded. And the submarine was sunk. On the bridge, there were 4 or 5 persons. I was one of them. We were thrown up in the air, then we found ourselves deep in the water. When we surfaced, the submarine was sunk. And so the first operation was annulled by the British Naval Air Force on the beginning.
But you weren't injured.
Well, not me personally, but at least very, very lightly. But 45 men died into the submarine because it was sunk. And so we survived only the ones that were on the bridge. The others who were in the ship died. The only thing we could do was, first of all, we tried and succeeded in getting out of the submarine 6 persons who were in the torpedo compartment astern after a long night of work, and we succeeded in helping these 6 men to come out. Then we had to recover the Mayalis, which were strapped on the deck of the submarine, because we needed them if we were to make another attack. So we recovered the 3 Mayalis, went back to Italy. And next month, after 25 days, as a matter of fact, we were ready for another operation, this time against both Alexandria and Gibraltar. But this time, the Mayales were not strapped on the deck of the submarine, but they were in big cylinders, very strong, which were attached to the submarine, so that there was not a difference between the capability of sustaining pressure of the Mayales and of the submarine, because the 3 big cylinders in which we put the Mayales had the same structural capability of the submarine, so that the submarine, under attack, could maneuver without losing the Mayalis. Is that clear to you?
Yes.
As usual, we had tried to attack with a new moon, so when the night was completely dark. The second attack against, Gibraltar and Alexandria was carried out with two submarines with a new system of having the Mayalis inside these big, strong cylinders. I was, this time, on the team who was supposed to attack Gibraltar. When we got near Gibraltar, we received orders from Rome to wait because the British fleet was not in harbor. We waited for 2 days, then were ordered to go back to Italy. The British fleet was not there because it was carrying out an attack against Dakar, against the French, and so it was useless to wait for a fleet, a squadron, which might be back in 10, 15 days, we didn't know. So we went back to Italy, but the submarine which was carrying out the attack against Alexandria was sunk. So we were in a very difficult situation because we had imagined that the Mayalis would be able to carry out an attack against ships in harbor. But now we saw the difficulty was in getting into the harbor. So to be taken near the harbor was a great difficulty because the submarines usually neither then nor now they go just around harbor, enemy harbors, because there are mines, can be detected, can be attacked. So we went back and we made up a sort of a balance sheet of these two operations. The first operation, we had lost a submarine, 45 men, all the crew, with no result. Second attack, we had lost another submarine, and nothing positive had been gained. So there was a sort of war council in our base at Bocca di Serchio, and our commander and ourselves, we got to the decision that we had to make another try to see whether this concept of attacking enemy shipping in harbors could be carried out. The Mayalis had to be taken near the entrance of the harbor by something else. Either it was a surface ship, this is unthinkable, to go near Gibraltar with a destroyer or a frigate. Either a submarine, and at a certain moment, we thought even of getting there with a warplane, a seaplane, carrying the Mayalis under its wings. The idea was not bad. As a matter of fact, I know that the British later on explore this way by using Sunderlands, you know, those big reconnaissance planes. At the time, we had not such a preparation. So we had to carry on with submarines. Submarines that were really too big to carry three small things like the Mayala. But there were only those submarines. Even the smallest were very big, 600 tons. Submarine, 600 tons is a rather big submarine. Anyhow, the decision was that we would try an attack against Gibraltar to have definitive proof of the possibility for the Mayale to have a successful action or not. And so, with the first attack was in August, I said, second in September, end of October, we made the attack against Gibraltar. I had been on each one of them, and so we had a lot of problems getting near Gibraltar. And this is written.
The book,
you can find written everything on this point. Anyhow, we got near the entrance of Gibraltar Harbor, and the three of us, Tezei with his Mayale, De La Pen with his Mayale, and myself. The idea was that the submarine would drop to the bottom, not far from Gibraltar, in a depth of 10 fathoms. First, it would surface. We would come out of the submarine, go on deck near the big cylinders. The submarine would go down on the bottom of the sea. We would take out the Mayales from the big cylinders and then proceed to attack shipping in Gibraltar. We knew that there was Baram, Renown, if I well remember. Baram, I'm sure, was my target. And it was supposed to be a big cruiser. I was assigned the target Baram, Tezei, the one of Renown, and De La Pen was supposed to attack this. We received this information from Rome because there were reconnaissance planes that made photographs and so on. The general plan was that after having taken the Mayales out of the cylinders, we would come to the surface, and then proceeding together toward Gibraltar, which was 2 miles distance, 2 mile distance. I had many, many troubles. I had many troubles in getting my Mayale out of the cylinder. Useless to describe why. But when I got to the surface, my friends were not there for a very simple reason, that they had been waiting for the 15 minutes we had said we would wait, then they had gone. So I was alone, Gibraltar in the distance. The trouble was that not only I had difficulty in getting the Mayale out of the cylinder, but the Mayale was not working properly because water had seeped into the battery compartment. So the trim of the human torpedo was very difficult to realize. Speed and endurance were very much reduced. Anyhow, I said, my comrades, my friends, are so ahead of me that even if I cannot enter Gibraltar Harbor or something happens, they can carry out their attack. So I said, I'll go on my own. And I started proceeding toward Gibraltar. I got there. I went over the booms and made the attack against the Barham. Unhappily, just because of the impossibility of having a good trim, the Maiale either would stay on the surface with the ballast empty, or when I made the ballast full, went to the bottom. So until I got to the booms, I was on the surface. And I never was able to understand how it could happen that the sentries on the pier would not see us. I could see them, hear their voices. We went over the booms. The torpedo is 7 meters long. It was a rather difficult operation to over the booms. The first set of booms, then the second. Anyhow, after I was past the second set of booms, I went to the bottom with the Maiale and started moving toward my target. At a certain moment, I discovered that really the Maiale was not moving. I was astride it, just as you are on a bicycle and you have your legs on land and you keep going by moving, but not without pedaling. At a certain moment, I found out that we were not moving. Then, and again, it's a long talk to say how it had happened, what I did in order to reach my target. And when I was about 60 meters from it, I was completely I had lost any capability of thinking, and because my breathing was very quick. I was very tired, so the depuration of oxygen was not being carried out as properly. So I got intoxicated. When I understood that I was going to faint, I just put in action the timer for the explosion and came to the surface. My big target was there, but for me, it was lost. So the only thing I could do was to try to get out of harbor, because we had an organization by which if we were able to make our attack and reach the Spanish coast, two Italian agents would meet us, would take us to Sevilla by car, to Rome by plane, so that the next morning at 1 o'clock we would be at the Navy Club in La Spezia, and no one could say who had sunk the British ships in harbor. I tried to get out of Gibraltar. I went over the pier. Then I got near to the Spanish coast because I was at cramps. What do you cramp when
stiff in the arms and legs?
Yes, I couldn't swim. And at a certain moment, I had to reveal myself because I had been hiding behind. So I got on the pier in Gibraltar. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. I was all drenched and started walking toward the merchant harbor. There were sailors, soldiers, people looking at this strange human being carrying on. But nobody told me anything. And in that occasion, I could appreciate the sense of privacy that the British people show against with their guests. Anyhow, I was able to get on board a small Spanish ship, which was there for control, and hoped to be safe, but two sentries had seen me getting on board. They came there, come on, and they took me to a big room where there was a young naval officer sipping tea who didn't care a rap about me. I was there. What's going on outside? I didn't know, because where was de la Penne? Where was Tizet? What kind of attack had they been able to carry out? At a certain moment, there was a big, big explosion in Gibraltar. Was it my explosive charge, or was it the one of Tizet? I didn't know. Anyhow, the young naval officer who had sent me somewhere, as soon as there was a sent, who are you? And started ringing on the telephone, and after not very long, a lieutenant commander, a commander, Navy commander, came to take me in charge. The first thing he told me was, if you are who I thought you are late 3 days. My goodness, we were late 3 days for all the reasons which are written here. But how could he know that we were late? So all the idea of secrecy and secret operation was vanishing, and really I was lost. Anyhow, I was taken to the prison, the common prison, for interrogation.